Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You opened the show and you said Tigers won 2 of 3 in Cleveland and it didn't feel like it to you.
No.
Is that a good way to put it? I want to make sure I properly articulate your feelings.
I guess it hasn't sunk in that they won this series because the way they finished up the game on Friday night and the way they played Saturday, it just was that, you know, it started to be a punch in the gut on Friday night, but you're able to endure that because you still won. Like, oh, God, that was rough.
It was closer than it needed to be, yeah. Way closer than it needed to
and
be.
And everybody who paid attention to the game Friday had to be thinking to themselves, I hope this doesn't carry over the next day.
And it didn't.
It did. It absolutely carried over the next day against
Yes, you're talking about Saturday into Sunday it didn't, but Friday into Saturday it did.
Friday into Saturday it carries over. They light up Verlander like a Christmas tree. They get to the bullpen and take care of the bullpen, and it's just a horrible, horrible feeling. The Indians are clowning about it, and the whole narrative after the game on Saturday is it stealing signs? Was Verlander tipping his pitches? What was going on there and taking away what Cleveland had done and what Cleveland has done to Justin Verlander at that ballpark? They own Justin Verlander at Progressive Field, and it's tough to watch. And so I guess I had that going into Sunday, and you forget that they won the game Friday night.
I didn't.
I'm happy that you did. But that's why I have this feeling. It's like I feel like, oh, they salvaged a win. And then, no, dummy, they won Friday night. I'm like, oh, they did. Yeah, they did win that game Friday night. That's all. I just had a feeling. It wasn't like the feeling you have of a commanding 2 out of 3 win.
Yeah, but I guess it goes back to when you go 4-14 against a team, I don't care how you do it the first series of the year. If you win the series and get roughly 50% of your entire wins against the team the prior season, I don't care if it was pretty or not.
No, I don't care.
You made that comment. And listen to what it's led to.
Oh, boy.
I agree completely with Gator. That was uncomfortable. Glad to get out of Cleveland. That's from Adam in a truck. Is that?
I think that's fair. That's
okay,
a fair way
so
to say
more
it.
So you agree with that, not the guy that said, where was the ticket text? Demoralizing. It was a demoralizing.
It's not demoralizing. No, they won the series. How can winning a series be demoralizing? Unless
uncomfortable, you'll take. Demoralizing is too much.
Yes.
It was an emotional letdown Friday and Saturday. So that's why you feel that way. I feel that way too. So he says emotional letdown. I agree with Gator. I feel like the season is already over.
That's not what I said. Did not say that. And that, no, it's not over. They beat Cleveland 2 out of 3. Shut up.
You want to get taps going, Gator, here?
You're not helping.
Season's over?
No.
8-4, first place. Season's over. It's already over. Tigers dominated on Friday. A rough 2 innings from the bullpen is the only reason you're even talking about this. Agree. They dominated on Friday. They clearly deserved to win yesterday's game.
Until the last. Okay.
The bullpen got roughed up. We kind of expect that, right? I mean, that's what happened on Friday night. Tigers dominated the game and the bullpen got roughed up. From Mo, I'm with Gates. Tigers suck. Can we get a Major League Baseball mock draft?
I did not say that. I didn't say that.
Do you think the Tigers are going to have the first pick in next year's draft? 248-539-9797. Todd and Clarkston, why do the Tigers keep insisting that V-Mart is a cleanup hitter? He's offered nothing last year and this year so far.
Well, he had like 300 last year, but I am a little worried about his start.
I am too. I'm worried. It's funny to be 8-4 with no regular hitting above 255, 256, I think it is. I think
Victor's had some good at bats, and he's had at least two hits that should be doubles, but he's Victor, so they're singles.
From Jeff and Holly, I agree with Gator. Suicide seems the only option at this point regarding the Tigers.
Come on. By the way, I saw Suicide Squad over the weekend.
And? From Chris in Livonia.
Yeah, I did not like it.
It was not good.
No.
I like Margot Robbie a lot.
Yeah, I know. She's great. No, she's actually really good in the movie, yeah. And she's smoking hot.
The rest of it?
Even with the whole white painted face thing, but she's great. But the rest of the movie sucks.
I was going to bring that up to you in show prep. Sorry, Doug.
It's all right. Preach on, Gator. I'm with you. Tigers suck. That's from Chris and the
Line. I didn't say that. They don't suck. They're first place. All I said was it doesn't feel like I'm coming out on Monday after a winning series over Cleveland. It just doesn't feel that way.
You said the Tigers are worse than Suicide Squad.
I didn't say that. It's not what I said.
From Josh, preach on, Gator. The Tigers' season can't end soon enough.
Oh. 142 days until college football, or whatever it is. I don't know.
Tigers season feels like the 0-16 Lions season. I'm with Gator.
Oh, my God. I'm with the Gator. Watching Rodriguez give up that grand slam was like watching Orlovsky run out of the end zone.
Oh. They should tank now, right?
Yeah,
right. Clearly. At this point, just tank for draft picks.
Sell, sell, sell.
I agree with Gator. Tank.
You're not going to get anything for the guys that are hitting 220.
Awesome.
By the way, Joe Jimenez continues to just light it up.
You mean if you like striking everybody out?
Pitched yesterday, pitched an inning, struck out three. I think he pitched over the weekend on Friday or Saturday, the same thing. It's just...
Struck out three to end the game, and he was standing on the hill going, let's keep going. We'll give you more at-bats. Let's go. Let's keep going.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.